You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 12 and verse 15. And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." This was Jesus' response to a man that asked him and said, "Lord Jesus, tell my brother to give me my inheritance." To me, what that man asked Jesus, it looks okay. And the man had gone to Jesus. He had not gone to any other person but Christ to ask for his legitimate rights. And look at Jesus. Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness." And I was always wondering, what is covetousness in the man's demand, asking for his right? But you see, Jesus is saying to us that his life is not about, is this my right? Is it my entitlement? Many people have died fighting over land. Many people have died fighting over inheritance, properties, and so on. Things that they really do not need to have livelihood. Anything you really don't need to have livelihood is not really worth it. But let me point out something to us. The heart of man is such that it grabs things. Man wants to have possessions. You want to have a lot of things. If you look at your wardrobe, do you know how many clothes are there that you no longer wear? But your heart is so attached to it, you can't pack it and give it out. Do you know how many buckets are leaking in your house that are not good, but you can't give it out? So they just constitute nuisance to you in the house. You have so many things piled up here and there, because you don't have this kind of a heart that gives things, that says, "I'm not using these things, let me give it." You see, those things, you do not only have them, they have you. You see, when things have you, you will struggle to give it out. Learn to live very light. You see, anybody who is on a pilgrimage, you live very light. You don't want to carry heavy load up and down. There was a day you were praying for one car. Now you have two cars. There was a time you felt that if you just have three cars, the family will be well settled. Now you have three cars. Some of you will have more than that. But have they brought you happiness that you thought they were going to bring to you? I'm sure obviously not. You see, you've got to be careful. Don't allow anything to possess you. Anything that you feel that you no longer need, just give it away. It may be useful to other people. Don't let anything possess you. Your life does not consist in the abundance of things that you possess. Your life is Christ's life. It is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. The new life that we have now is the life of Jesus. It's not dependent on how much you have in this account, how much you have in that account, oh, how much food you have in the house, how much possessions. You just want to grab things. And you know, it's so sad, they've even brought it to the church. So you see preachers who should be preaching Christ, they are now preaching real estate. They are now preaching generational wealth. They are the one now telling you that you should go and invest in cryptocurrency. Go and buy that land. Go and buy this land. Go and buy that land. You don't even know when God will require your life. There is no focus on your relationship with Jesus. You are grabbing land everywhere. For what? To what purpose? And it's not as if you are grabbing it for the name of Jesus. You just want to have possessions. You must be very careful. The heart of man is easily attached to things. That's why when you walk into a shopping mall, things you don't want to buy, once your eyes set on it, your heart becomes attached to it. And then you begin to buy things you didn't budget for. You begin to buy things you don't plan. At the end of the day, many times, those things are in your house. There are things you've bought for 1 year, you've not even used it. And you don't think that you should get rid of it. Some of you, the numbers of shoes that you have is sufficient to start a shoe business. But you are still acquiring more. You still feel that there is a shoe you don't have. Let me tell you, there is no end to possessions. It will never end. Until when you end it by saying, "I am never going to allow any of these things to possess me again, because that's not my life." Jesus said, "Take heed." This is Jesus saying, "Take heed. Beware of covetousness." Anything that is catching your heart, Anything that is having you, it becomes covetousness. If anything is having you, it could be your house, it could be your money, it could be any kind of possession. Once it is not you just having those things, and those things are having you, then it becomes covetousness. Be careful. The things you don't need, please give it out. Look at your house. Check around. Do I need this? I don't need this. It will benefit somebody else. Just give out anything to possess you, such that if, like Job, you lose everything in one day, you will still worship God. May God give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.